myself.
You try not to toot too much of yourself.
Because I stink.
He was all
I was nasty.
He was all modest and stuff a second ago. Now you,
What?
I
don't toot myself very often.
Well, I would toot your horn because you got your
hands
diploma
off my horn. Oh, that yeah, sure.
Yeah, you got your diploma.
Sure.
And all that.
Mm-hmm.
You finished the course.
Yeah,
that's good stuff.
Thank you.
It's good stuff. But you gotta tell everybody. You gotta let everybody know. You gotta
communicate.
Communicate, man. We're in a connected world.
Okay.
All right.
Bubba, yeah.
Bubba, yeah.
Bubba, yeah. All right. Are we ready?
Yep.
Okay.
You've tuned in to Two Blind Squirrels today. So sit right back and see what Brad and Chaz will say. This show's a lot better than a lot of things today. And here's just to name a few. It's better than getting evicted. It's better than the movie being restricted. It's better than when the product's not as depicted. It's better than the bottom of the icy cup falling out. Two blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
On this show, we're going to we just went over what we're going to talk about just now.
Ice fishing?
No, that was days ago.
Interesting facts?
No, that was yesterday.
GPS?
Blind squirrels in the morning, two blind squirrels at night. You can listen anytime at all. Radio on demand, it's all right.
No. I know what it was. I'm not one of your six friends.
Yes. Yes. Exactamundo. That's what we're going to talk
Brad
about, people.
Big Daddy with a microphone. Not alone, kicking it live with homeboy Chaz. Got the pizz air. Two blind squirrels and the girls podcast and long lasting. Check out the brain on Brad.
That's me.
Techno cracker from a Lone Star State, love from above, spiritual skate mate. Brad McDaddy with the microphone, bring it on home.
In
the
Brad
howl.
Brad McDaddy.
No, Brad.
No, Brad.
Not too old for the perfect burger or peanut butter. Brad tries to stall him, but God calls him. You gots to podcast. You gots to podcast.
I do, you know.
Gots to podcast.
I gots to.
Got the quorum on the forum. Go and join him. TwoBlindSquirrels.com. Got the quorum on the forum. TwoBlindSquirrels.com. Go and join him.
Well, everybody, I did it. Check out the Brain on Brad.
You don't play that song now.
I graduated from school.
Yeah.
They gave me a diploma.
They got you. You got the sheepskin and all.
Yep. I don't think it's sheep, though. I think it's just paper. Yeah, I think it's just paper. I didn't pay for the lambskin.
Oh, that's
yeah,
an upgrade.
You got to pay for that.
That's a bump.
It's a bump. Yeah, My Life Ministries paid for me to go to college, and I got the little certificate to prove it.
That's right.
I made the grade, 4.0 grade point average. Thank you very much.
Head of your class.
They called me a lot of things. Usually it was the other end, but yeah.
That's good. Well, we got to get you a frame.
I got a frame. I got my associates, and I got my bachelor's, and I need to get two frames, and I put them in here somewhere.
Ooh. Do you have a frame?
A frame?
Yeah.
No, Faces, you got me a frame. Yeah. I think so.
She's got a frame.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I can frame you.
Dude. I know you can't.
If you need it.
But I'd appreciate, you're not.
Okay.
So.
Just saying.
So I'm in Wisconsin, right?
Uh-huh.
And my brother-in-law says, And he's a...
I used to be a woman.
No.
Oh, sorry.
And he was a counselor for a while, and he was, you know, at a teen ranch, but then it closed. And then he went in, and he had a bunch of rental houses. He owned a bunch of rental houses, and he was doing that for a while, and decided to also get into the... Because he was doing that, it kind of led into him into the real estate business. So he was doing that. Well, while we were there, he said... The real estate market where I'm at is really slow, and so I decided to, because he also loves to travel. I mean, they travel to the Virgin Islands like twice a year, and they go to Mexico like once a year, and they own these timeshares there, and they go there all the time. So when he tells me that he's
is it really the Virgin Islands if you've been there more than once?
I don't know how that works.
I don't know.
Maybe it's,
okay, I'm just asking.
Maybe it's the Dominican Republic after you've been there. I don't know. Anyway, he calls me, so he tells us that he's doing a travel agency, and he can get us discounts when we travel. And we're like, oh, well, cool. That's very cool. We're very excited about that because we like to travel. We go to Mexico once a year, maybe, sometimes, once every other year. And so we were very excited to hear that and get some good, cool discounts and, you know, travel and stuff. And it's very exciting. Well, he says, yeah, I'll talk to you about it later, you know, when it's not so busy. I'm like, oh, okay, great. So we did our Christmas thing, and we talked a little bit more about it the next day at like a Christmas luncheon thing, and just general specifics. He says, "Yeah, we'll sit down and we'll talk about it before I leave." And I'm like, "Okay." Well, so the night before he left, he wanted to show us his website. That's what he said.
Cool.
And so we're like, "Oh, okay." And everything. I'm like, just give me the address. I'll go look at it. No, I want to show time. We should take a here. It won't take very long. You know, 10 minutes. I'm like, okay. And, but the weird thing was, is he was like, he wanted Faith to come, and he wanted, you know, Faith's mom to come back there and look at it too.
Yeah.
I was like, it's kind of weird, you know.
Sure.
So we get back there in the room, and he pulls up the website, and he's showing us, and he starts explaining it, right? And he's telling us about it. And it just looks like a booking site. I mean, it's just like, it looks like, it's called BillsCheapTrips.com, you know, if you'll go check it out. But it looks like a booking site. It looks like, you know, Expedia or any of those places. You know, it's got a little, you know, where you're going, how long you'll be there, you know, all this kind of stuff. You get plane tickets and hotel reservations, which all looked very cool. It all looked very nice. And I was doing that, and then he says, "I want y'all to sell this video. This is where I got started." And he says, "This video." I'm like, "What video? Video? What?" And I didn't click with me. And then the video starts.
Yeah.
And then it starts to click with me.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I went to it just because I was curious, being a web guy and all. And that's it's nice. Looks nice.
Yeah, it's very professional looking.
Yeah, it's very professional looking.
And so they start in on it, and the video starts. And for the next hour, the video didn't last an hour, but for the next hour, we got to hear all about the business.
Oh.
Because he really doesn't make much money actually booking the trips. Oh. Where he makes the money is if he can get other people to come into the business with him.
Yeah.
And become travel agents too.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, they... The real thing is if they can get other people to come into the website and make money too. Sure. And if you just get six people to come in,
right.
Then...
And they get six
people. And I realized he was trying to make me one of his six people. And I'm like, dude, I ain't one of your six friends. I'm your brother-in-law, and I love you.
Yeah.
But I ain't one of your six friends.
Yeah.
And I just want to tell everybody out there, I know it happens to the best of people. It's happened to Chaz.
Oh, sure.
Yeah. But I just want to tell everybody, when the mood strikes you, when the plan seems right, when God calls you, okay, to whatever you're going to do that requires six friends, I'm not one of your six friends.
You're not one of the six friends.
I'm not one of the six friends. I'll support you. I'll pray for you. I will, you know, hope that you do great, but I'm not one of your six friends.
Mm.
I ain't. I don't mean to throw this all on you. I fell for it.
Uh-huh.
It's not just you.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I have been through Mary Kay twice, okay, with two different wives.
Yeah.
I ain't one of your six friends. So... Anyway.
Yeah. Well, you know what? It,
and
it's it, you want it to work.
Sure you do.
Because you know what? Because it does sound very good.
But and it works for some people.
And it, well,
there's lots of people out there that made a lot of money.
Yeah. And with the Achilles heel of all those types of deals is just like you said. He doesn't make any money selling the trips. Well, he makes money, but he doesn't make nearly as much money selling the trips as he does making selling the membership.
Right.
You know? And all of those things are predicated on that fact.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, that's the one thing I came to really realize is that you want to tell yourself, that's okay, I'll just push the product really hard. And then you get tired of pushing the product because nobody wants to buy a $5 hand cream, you know.
Arlon's a good product.
And you can't, well, yeah, it
but,
is.
But you're only making
a little bit on selling the product. But you make a lot.
And what you also realize is your best customers are the people who are trying to sell it.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of the Achilles heel of all network marketing.
Sure, 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 sure. And.
But now, wait a minute. Now,
Yeah. The six sticks with me because it's like six from why six friends? Why six friends? Well, Revelations 13, 18 tells us that six is the number of man. Because all this is, is a works-based salvation. Because it's works. It's you go out and you do these things and you get other people to do these things. Mm-hmm. You're not depending... You mean you're not actually, you know what I'm saying?
No.
It's all wrapped up in man and what man can do.
Yeah.
You do it, you go out there and get other people to do it, all and right. that all benefits you. It's all about what man can do. It's not about what God can do. That's my theory. That's my take on it. I don't want to get too dogmatic about it, but that's my thing.
Huh.
I'm done.
Sometimes I was trying to figure out how you what the product is.
I'll be your seventh friend.
Seventh friend?
Yeah. You know, Christianity is really just a multi-level marketing strategy.
Well, that's what I was thinking earlier. I was like, didn't he have two sets of six friends? 12 friends?
Seven is the number of them. Yeah. But then there was also Paul.
Yeah. But see, here's a product. Here's a problem. In today's network marketing, you make more money on selling the membership than you do on the product.
Right.
But in the case of, but in that parallel that we're trying to make there between network marketing and Christianity, it's not the 12 disciples weren't you didn't get anything out of it. You weren't getting anything.
No.
Out of pushing the membership. Mm-hmm. But you were getting something out of the product.
Yeah. That's true. There you go. There you go.
Yeah.
And that's the thing is that, yes, you want to tell people, and you want, but you don't. You want to tell as many people as you can, and you really don't care if people you tell other people. I mean, you would think that they would,
yeah,
but it's not your concern. Mm-hmm. You just want to tell as many people as you can,
right?
And because it's great, but that's the thing is that when you get into this, it mixes so much with spirituality because the one thing that so many people have said to me is. Well, I would be it would be irresponsible of me not to tell this to you, not to share it with you. Look how much money I'm saving you.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Meanwhile, you know, it's this much money to get into the deal and, you know.
But hey, it doesn't cost anything to get into the network marketing of Christ.
That's right. That's right. And there's and only an upline. There's no downline.
You have nothing to lose and everything to gain.
Yeah. Okay. So there you go.
So that was part of your. Okay. So wait a minute. Whoa. Uh-huh. Back up. So you had ice fishing.
Yes.
And multi-level marketing.
Yes.
Okay.
And we had Christmas in there too.
Oh, good.
And lots of food.
Oh, good.
Lots of food.
Okay.
So much food, you couldn't even shake a stick at the food.
Why would you want to shake a stick at the food?
I don't know. If you had a stick and you wanted to shake it, we played bingo.
I've never been around stick shaking food.
You can be careful with that.
You sure is good.
You've never been around so much food you can shake a stick at it?
I've never tried. I've never wanted to.
That's a lot of stuff.
It's cold outside. I don't have to go out and get a stick to bring it back in and shake it.
You get that close to the cold, just start shaking all by yourself.
Next year, I'm going to do that. Man, there's some stick shaking food around here. Look at all this food.
I need a stick.
Somebody hand me a stick. Watch me shake.
Well, anyway, it's nice to be back to work, and it's where it's nice and safe.
Safe at work? What are you saying? Safe at work? Who's safe at work?
Me. I'm no ice fishing there. I can't fall through anything and dive.
That kind of safe.
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about, like, you know.
Hmm?
I don't know. Work. You safe at work.
To work?
Say from work. For work.
Dude.
To work.
You know.
In work. A lot of work.
I just want to come home.
Yeah.
I mean, at the end of the day, the day's over. Mm-hmm. I know I got a 2-hour trip ahead of me.
Yeah.
And I know it's with my best friends in the world.
Yeah.
And that's all a blessing. Yeah. And I'm thankful to the Lord for that.
Hmm.
But there's just some days where that's great and I'm all about it.
Yeah.
But then there's a car wreck or there's somebody stopped on the highway.
Yeah.
And you realize
it's 4 hours.
I'm never getting home.
And when I do, I go to bed and I get up and it starts all over right. again.
It was Wednesday night. And here's the way my week goes now because I'm old. And that is the later in the week it gets, the earlier to bed I go, okay, because I'm getting up at 4. So Monday, you know, I watch my shows and I spend time with my family and we have a good time. And I actually have grow kids class. And then we come home and then we watch shows and spend time together and all that. And then on Tuesday night, you know, I spend time with them and then I go to bed about 9 o'clock. And then on Wednesday, you know, it's 8:30 or so, I'm ready for put Helen to bed. I'm kind of dozing off with her, and then I get up and have a conversation with my wife. You know, we have supper together and everything too before we go do all that. But you know, and then I make my way to bed. Well, this was on a Wednesday. We leave work, and it's nothing but traffic.
Oh, it was terrible.
It was terrible. Mm-hmm. Just traffic, all the way to get Brad T and Amy T,
mm-hmm.
and then all the way. And then we stopped at Chick-fil-A because we were past the 6 o'clock rule. The rule is if we're not past the last Chick-fil-A before 6 o'clock, we got to stop and eat Chick-fil-A. So we did that, which kind of helps a little bit, kind of break the monotony. But still, it was 7:30, I guess, before we got home, 7:45, something like that, we got home.
Mm-hmm.
And I literally came in, and Helen already had a bath. I just put her to bed, laid down with her, and went to sleep. I didn't have a conversation with anybody. I was just done. And then but the bad thing about that is the alarm goes off and I leave. And I'm like, I didn't even get to loving. I didn't get no loving. So anyway, I don't want to whine.
Poor Bradley.
I love my job. Uh-huh. I love the commute. I love the fact that I have a car that'll make the commute.
Uh-huh.
You know, I'm very thankful, you know, and.
Well, you know what? Sometimes you just have to. Draw on the strength of the Lord.
There you go. It's just, I had a weak moment this week.
Because tomorrow's a brand new day.
Felt very whiny.
Yeah. That's all right, man. It's tomorrow's a brand new day. And,
yeah.
And
then there's today. That was yesterday. And then today I drive 2 hours to get home.
Mm-hmm.
Get to spend a little 30 minutes with my wife. And then you come over and I got to spend another 2 hours with you.
So yeah, like, you know. What is that all about?
I don't know. Hey, ain't you tired of looking at me yet?
You think so?
All right, everybody. Well, welcome to 2008. I hope that you're having a wonderful year, and I hope it only gets better. Remember to take your shoes off. You're on holy ground.
Two blind squares are gooder than pie.
This show was sponsored by the grace of Jesus Christ. If you'd like to have your life sponsored by the Creator of the universe, then go to a Bible near you and turn to Romans 3:23, where it says, "For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God." But what does this mean? It means that before a holy and perfect God, we are all broken. If you know this to be true, then you must admit that you are a sinner. Sin separates us from God and prevents us from being in His presence. Now, once you've admitted you are a sinner, you must be willing to turn from sin. In Romans 6:23, it says, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Jesus Christ our Lord." So how do we become right with God? We need a way to be forgiven for our sins, and that way is through the sacrifice and raising up of Jesus Christ. In Romans 5:8, it says, "But God demonstrates His own love for us, in this: while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Through prayer, invite Jesus into your life to become your personal Savior. It says in Romans 10:10, "For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you confess and are saved." It also says in Romans 10:13, "For whoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." If you know these things in your heart, then here's an example of what you might pray. Dear God, I am a sinner, and I need forgiveness. I believe that Jesus Christ shed his blood and died for my sin. I'm willing to turn from sin, and I ask Jesus to come into my heart and my life as my personal Savior. Open yourself up to the infinite grace of God, and it will change your life for eternity. This offer is non-refundable. Valid in all states. No further purchase is necessary.